the Entrepreneur's Lifestyle Podcast. So bring your cup of joe, settle in, and get ready for tips on dealing with stress, creating healthier relationships with others, and dealing with the ups, downs, and in-betweens of building a business and living life in a digital world. I'm your host, Courtney Jones, and thanks for tuning in. It's 2020. How you feeling, baby cakes? I hope you're feeling good as a mofo. Yep, it's 2020, and I hope you guys are ready, feisty kittens. This year is all about new opportunities. They're all over the place. Check this out. I don't know if you know, I'm kind of into the numerology, but if you're not, just know that 2020, it's all about laying foundations. That's right, it's about getting serious, laying foundations, and having fun with it. New year, new decade, new outlook, and a new you. So yeah, tune in today to today's episode. I'm going to share with you three tips that you can implement today to up-level your game in 2020. Stay tuned. Hey there, and how are you? I'm glad you're tuning in today. How is your 2020 going so far? Yes, thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Straight from the Hip with Courtney, and I'm your host, Courtney Jones. And today's episode, it's all about getting completely excited for 2020. And it's like, yeah, because it's like I was saying in the intro, numerology, I'm not a huge like expert on it or anything. But to me, that a combination of the two, the 2020, the two twos, which are power numbers in and of themselves, but combining those, it's really paving the way for a very powerful foundation. And it's like, and you really get to choose what area or where in your life you want that to happen. And you know why? Because you are the boss of the business of you. That's right. So today, it's like I just want to share with you some just really exciting, because it's all about in 2020, we're getting serious about our goals, ready to hit milestones, setting intentions. We're laying the foundation for our ideal lives and having fun with it, because that's the key in 2020 is having fun with it. Because wasn't 2019, like, wasn't that, like, heavy as F? Like, for real. Like, it was, I'm so glad 2019 is over. I'm so glad to have, like, a better outlook just on life, period. In 2019, like, it was a really rough year. And it's like, and I've heard that from, like, so many people. And it's like, and I experienced it myself. Like, I went through a lot in 2019. And it's like, and I've been around the block a few times. I'm an older cookie. Don't want to expose my age. But it's like, you know, I've been through life. I've dealt with the ups, downs, and in-betweens, you know, as a single parent. But last year, it's like, it really took the cake, I tell you. And it's like, and I am an empty nester, but it's like, but just adjusting to that, it's like I was couch surfing last year. And it's like, and let me tell you something. When you have to depend on the kindness of strangers, sometimes strangers aren't that kind. It's like, yeah, so it just was really rough last year. But through all of it, like, I just really stayed focused. I had set intentions earlier in the year to really accomplish some goals by the end of 2018. And I'm happy to say that I did cross, like, the majority of those off of the list. And so what happens to those ones that are left over? Yes, they get moved over into the 2020 pile. That's right, because you don't ever give up on your goals, even if they take a little bit longer than you had planned. Because remember, like, it's not in your hands. You're just planting the seeds, and then you keep it moving. So that's the thing. And it's like, and you can't control how things come to fruition. So there was a lot of seeds that I planted in 2018. And I admit there were those times where I was just like, oh, please let something sprout. And it's like, but this year I'm already seeing those, like, tender little green blossoms. So, you know, it's been a good year so far. Like, isn't that a great way to start the year off, like, all excited like that? So today's episode is all about helping you get focused, all excited about the new year, because it is. It's like new rules. It's like it's a new year, a new decade. So it's a new time for a new outlook and a new you. So yeah, anything that I can do to help you on that journey, absolutely. So like I said, laying those foundations in 2020. So helping you do that today, I'm just bringing you just a few things out of my little toolbox. And just some things that I was thinking as I was reflecting. I do realize that it's been out of, it's been a while, like, since I've been on the show. I didn't realize that I had gotten busy with some projects and everything. So just really excited to just bring you through some of the things that, you know, just in my reflections throughout the day today, some of the things, like, because I always get excited. I always have things I want to share with you guys. Like, you should see, like, my bookmarks folder. It's ridiculous. But it's like there's so many, like, exciting things that I want to share with you. So that's one of my intentions that I'm setting this year for 2020 is to really, really, like, to connect more, to make the show more interactive. I've got, like, some cool guests lined up. Like, I know people keep asking me, like, are you going to interview more people? So this season I'm back with like interviewing cool people that are doing like cool creative jobs, cool creative gigs, and that are like really like doing the damn thing and not in that crazy hustle mode. Gotta do it. You're a loser if you're not doing it as fast as me. But really just kind of like moving at your own pace, just really like setting your intentions in a way that like it feels fulfilling, but like you're not all like exhausted and feeling like you're a changed person by the time you actually reach your goals. And like where you have enough energy where you want to enjoy them, where you want to enjoy the life that you created. So you don't want it to be about work, work, work all the time. So that is why I talk about so much about systems and processes and all of that. And, you know, I'm all about automation and I'm forever telling people, hey, there's an app for that. And that's another thing that I wanted to let you guys know about. I keep getting these requests. I know, and I'm all over. Like, I get it. Like, it's all over social. They keep asking me on social media, like, how do you use this app? What do you use this for? How do you make your graphics with this? Have you seen the cool coffee one that I've been circulating on, I think it's Instagram? And it's like, yeah, so people keep asking about those. So I promise, I know I'd said it last year, but hey, my intention this year is to bring you like a bunch of really cool resources, tools, the products that like things that you actually can literally take and implement immediately into your life and really create big changes. So I've got like, I've just been going through, I'm taking notes, I'm like pulling together this really cool resource guide for you guys. And I'm telling you, whether that's like all the way across the gamut. And then, like I said, because a lot of times people aren't able to like consult with me or they're not able to do like the one-on-one coaching with me. And I totally get that. But at the same time, and for me, like this has been a long journey for me. And for a great majority of that, I've been a DIYer. So I'm always on the lookout for tools, even now. Like I still utilize a lot of tools and automation. And so I'm always bringing those to people. So absolutely, I'm getting this resource guide out to you guys. It will be in first quarter 2020. I promise I'll get it out there. But it'll just like help you on the way. But in the meantime and in between time, I'm giving you just actionable steps that you can take. And as for today's episode, 3 tips that you can implement today to up-level your game in 2020. That's right. You heard it from me. That's right, because we're going to up-level, we're elevating. It's literally the evolution here. And it's a revolution, because, you know, I always use that small R in front of it. But you're evolving this year into, like, you're the butterfly this year. Like, we were laying the prep last year. We're going to lay more of the solid foundation this year. So it doesn't matter what area of your life that you're all excited about changing or bolstering up or upgrading. Let's get to it on this episode. So we're going to start on, like I said, 3 tips that you can implement today to up-level your game in 2020. I'll be right back. So what does it mean to elevate your game in 2020? I'm telling you, get ready, because it's time for the evolution, baby. You know, for years I've been using the lowercase r in the parentheses with the evolution, but it's time. It's time 2020. Like I said, this is laying the foundation for your ideal you. So really just, and like I said, it's about getting serious. It's about laying those foundations. but having fun with it at the same time. So, like I said, I'm not really big on, I like things to be very quick, very simple. I don't like it to take a lot of time. My time's very valuable. So when I do things, I do try to make sure that there's something that you can very quickly form into a habit that's going to be a positive thing. And, you know, when people always say, oh, I got to break habits. That's one of the things I hear all the time at the beginning of the year. I got to break my bad habits. Well, the thing is, if you just try and break the habit without replacing it with a positive habit, you'll fall back to that bad habit. So I just try to constantly add good habits to my life on a daily basis, or and things that are sustaining to me. And so, because like some people have seen like my Instagram and seen the food that I post, and they do not think that that is true. But for things that sustain me, that keep me happy and joyful and in a good mood, like that's kind of how I roll. You know me, that's how I roll. So what are these things like? So what are these tips? You might have heard me mention a little bit before, because I talk about it a lot, but there are like three tips that you can implement today. Yes, today. You can start right now. Well, not right now, because right now you're supposed to be actually like tuned in, but you can like start as soon as we get off this pod. As soon as you're off the podcast, you literally can start implementing these tips today to up-level your game in 2020. That's right. The evolution. So there's three tips. There's a whole cornucopia of other tips and lots of things that I use. And like I said, I'll put some of those in that resource guide. Others, like, you know, you got to coach with me. But I'm just trying to give you guys like really quick actionable ones and things that you can do without it being like too much. You know, like I'm sure you're probably overloaded already at the start of the year. So that first tip is why, because it also is kind of a four. It's also laying the foundation for everything else that you're going to do for the year. So to me, it's the most important. But the first tip that you can start today is literally setting your intentions. Yes, you heard me talk about it earlier, because I'm not really big on resolutions. People start resolutions. We all are all gung-ho at the beginning of the year, like, yay, I'm going to change my life. We're all excited about it for about 30 days. And then what happens? Gym memberships. So, like, yeah, if you're in the personal growth industry, if you're, like, in that new start, fresh start industry, like, yeah, this is a good time of year. But at the same time, how often have you, like, completed those resolutions? Sometimes we don't get them completed. And then we feel shamed, or we feel bad about ourselves for not doing it. We just don't want to try again. So I just try and avoid all of that mess. I avoid all of it, and I literally just set intentions. And with those intentions, I try to make them like really light. I want them to feel, I don't want them to feel like that heavy, ugly pressure. Because if it feels like it's pressing you down, you can't breathe, then really, like if the kid on the school ground, if he's got you face down on your face, he's got his knee in your back, like, how much do you want to give him what he wants? Like, you know, like, you don't really want to, like, be his friend. So I try not to set intentions that make me run away from them. So for me, I set intentions like, you know, this is what I want to accomplish. This is the result that I believe it's going to give me in my life. And this is how I want to feel about it. And it's like very simple. But you know me, it's like, because I'm all about the 360. So it has to incorporate all aspects of your life and all aspects of the mental, the emotional, the physical. And it's like, and then, you know, and so if you've been through the Business Review program, and that's my 1-year program, if you've been through that, then you've heard me talk about these concepts. We're implementing these concepts, but it's very much making sure that that's like a 3-pronged everything that you do, and as you're setting your intentions, but and then really in everything that you're doing, making sure that you are kind of clear on the outcome that you want. We can't always control the outcome, and we can't always control how fast the outcome comes or how fast we get the results, but we can be clear on the outcomes that we'd like to achieve. And of course, that does require being flexible if we don't get exactly what we want, but we do want to be clear on what it is that we want. So when you're setting that intention, really stating like, this is what I want. So mine, I'm pretty loose, and I do kind of do them in a present tense when I'm setting those intentions. So I'm really setting the intention, and mine are loose because my goals, smart goals, those goals that I set, they're measurable, they have a time limit, all of that. But I'm talking about like setting the intentions that really are the foundation for what you decide are the goals that you want to achieve. So when I set an intention, it's things like, I'm setting the intention this year to really, really increase my income by having more fun in my life. Because like I said, it's been there, but it hasn't been at the forefront. And I kept telling myself, you know how you get into those ruts, you're like, I don't have time for fun. I have to be productive. So I kind of was in that mode for a while. And that's because I was in the process and at the tail end of really completing the intentions that I set for 2018. But then you get that breathing period, like, So that's kind of the thing. So for this year, I'm setting the intention to really have fun, to enjoy myself, to do more of the things that I've been wanting to do on the podcast and in my business that I kind of felt like, I don't know, like, what are people going to think if I do that? But hey, setting the intention, and part of that setting the intention was as not only did I want to have more fun and generate more income, but I really want the outcome of that is that I will be pushing my comfort zone a little bit more than I have in the past couple of years, really being more vulnerable and putting more of myself out there and more of my real personality out there. And also just kind of pushing my boundaries as to what's possible, even as far as like the income. You want to always keep pushing yourself. You, like I said, you want to beat your own high score all the time. So those three-pronged intentions, and not only what the result that I want to be, but I want to feel good about my accomplishments. I want to feel good about the people that I've helped. I want to be excited about the accomplishments the people I work with have seen, the results that they've seen. So I want it to feel good. I want to feel accomplished. I want to feel like I am, I want to feel not satisfied. I never get completely satisfied, but I do want to feel a little bit of that accomplishment. Like, yes, did it. And not without the stress and the resistance and feeling like you're pushing a boulder uphill. So really excited about that this year. But that's the number one tip that I can give you to really just step out of your comfort zone, to really step up and to evolve into that ideal you. Like, this is butterfly time, people. I'm talking about like pushing out of the cocoon, spreading those damn wings, and doing that by first setting those intentions for what this butterfly is going to be, what this butterfly is going to look like, what this butterfly is going to do, how this butterfly is going to bring joy to the world, and really just how you're going to feel about being that butterfly in the people's lives that you come in contact with. So that's tip number one. And speaking of breaks, I'm about to go take a break, and I'm going to let this ad here pay some bills. So I'll be right back with some more simple strategies to stay on point and maximize productivity outside the cubicle. And I am back. Went and refilled the Java cup. Hopefully you had a chance to do a refill as well. Java, or whatever your drink of choice is. And hopefully you've got a pen, you're jotting down some notes, or not even really a pen. Hopefully you've got an open mind, and you're like pretty open-hearted about what you can accomplish this year and what's possible. So we're back. You're listening to Straight from the Hip with Courtney, and I'm your host, Courtney. And today's episode, we're talking about three tips that you can implement today to up-level your game in 2020. And so one of the things that I want you to remember is that these are not just tips for work. Like, it's absolutely, they can be implemented or like applied and implemented in your work and in your day to day. And if you've worked with me, you know, I'm like really into like those structures and programs and the processes that automate everything. So like definitely in the day to day, some of these can be implemented, but this is also because the whole point of being, especially if you have an online business, is that you're trying to get a certain lifestyle, whatever that may be to you. And it's like, and so you want to make time to for that balance. And so these tips can also be applied to every aspect of your life. Wherever you see that, hey, this works, I'm seeing some changes, I'm getting some results, then that's where, you know, you can apply it and it actually works. So today's the second tip, and it's one of the things that I spent a lot of my high school and early 20s, like really kind of, ever since I was a kid, like I've always been known for being really curious, for always asking questions. It drove my mom crazy. But one of the things that just drove her nuts was the fact that, like, she would say, Courtney would talk to anybody. And it's like I did. I'd have conversations with random strangers. As a matter of fact, some of my favorite conversations have been with random strangers. But it's always been, I guess, just that curiosity. I feel like it's something that has always served me very, very well. And like I always used to say, you know, and I believe that very strongly. Anywhere I'm at home. And like I always, you know, I've always had friends of all different nationalities, different races. So I've always been in and out of other people's homes and cultures and personal environments and seeing how people live. When I was a kid, I went through like a little phase when I was like 9 or 10 where I was visiting, like I would go to different churches. I went through like for a couple of months where every weekend I would go to like a different denomination's church. It was weird. It was weird to my mom. It was weird to the people whose churches I just popped up at. But I just was always curious and fascinated by like different ways that people did things. And I think that we tend to sometimes just kind of hang with those that seem the most like us. But, It kind of keeps you clustered a little bit. And as you know, we're butterflies this year. We're spreading out. So you want those wings to be as full as possible. And it's like, so that's all of your experiences. So like, I've always just been really curious about how other people do things. And so that brings me to tip number two. And like I said, this is a tip you can implement right now today to uplevel your game in 2020. And that is, connect outside of your comfort zone. That's it. Now, okay, and let me repeat that again. Connect outside of your comfort zone. That's tip number two. Yes. And the reason I say that with such emphasis is because like we might, in whether it's in work or, you know, our personal environment, we might interact with people outside of our comfort zone. But when I say this, I say connect outside of your comfort zone, because like I said, we do tend to hang with those that seem the most like us. So and I encourage getting out and talking to people who have completely different viewpoints from you. People who, like, if you know me, you'll know I like attract a lot of people that have very opposing viewpoints from me. I love it. I've had some of the most like insightful conversations because I will talk to anybody, and because I'm always interested in how another person sees the world. And I think that that's one of the things I always tell people. I was like a debate queen in high school, and my sons also took that capacity as well. And it's because we've always, like I said, that 360, that's not just something like my method. It's literally what I live on a day-to-day basis. And so we've always tried to have a debate where I can see through the eyes of the person that maybe I have an opposing view or don't necessarily disagree with. So, in order, if you've been in debate, in order to be a really good debater, you have to really know the other side really, really well in order to form very strong viewpoints on your own side. So that's kind of one of the things that has just kind of always been natural for me. And it really helps me. And so when you're like online, there's people from all over the world that you're connecting with on a day-to-day basis. So, and I feel like one of the things that has served me so well is that I'm willing to kind of see from other people's viewpoints, see the world in different ways, but I come with a curiosity and not with a sense of judgment, not trying to say, well, look at how they do this. Well, that needs to change. Like, not in that way, but just in a curiosity, like, oh, is that how they do it? Now, how do they do that? And it's like, and being more curious curious because, as I say, like when I'm walking through, like this isn't my life, my lifestyle, my mindset, my perspective. So I can walk through it without judgment because it's not mine. So it's like, so, you know, and it's like, and that allows you to be really, really open to just, it lets you, it gives you insight into the fact that there are so many ways that things can be done and so many scales, there's so many factors that make up good, bad, whatever, but there's so many ways that things can be done. There's so many multitudes of paths to the same mountaintop, if you will. And it's like, so it really does give you kind of that insight. And so that to me is so powerful. It might be one of the most powerful tips. It's the secret in the middle, but it might be the most powerful of the three. But really just being comfortable connecting outside of your comfort zone, enjoying connecting outside of your comfort zone, being willing to like kind of open up. And like I said, without judgment, but just kind of walking in amusement at, oh, is this how they do it? Oh, is this how they do it? And just being open to that and being okay with that. And so I really encourage it with people that I work with. And so when even with networking, and so like networking, I'm not that great at like structured networking. As you know, I don't join a lot of groups and stuff. I'm more of an observer a lot of times. Unless someone pops out with a good question, I'm like, ooh, that one's good. I know that. So I might as well answer it. But it's like, but for the most part, that sort of networking, I'm just not that great at. I used to be, but it's like that I've kind of withdrawn and not as out like that. So I'm more in my house a lot of the times. So for me, that's never been a very comfortable way of networking, where it's straight up networking. I'm just interested in knowing about people. And like I said, the reason that, and if you guys have been with me for the ride, been for the on the old town road, but if you've been with me on the ride for like a couple of years, well, I'll say more than a couple of years, but like if you've been there a decade or more, then you'll know that as far as networking, I one of the reasons why I first started my big book of resources is because I knew so many different people from so many walks of life and doing so many industries, people who worked, people who didn't work, people who had online businesses, people who had brick and mortar businesses. So I had such a large network of just naturally connecting with people. So people would mention like, oh, well, we need this. And I go, oh, well, I know somebody who does that. Let me ask them. And at the time, like I was on the internet a lot earlier than a lot of people that I knew. So I really could reach out and connect very quickly with other people and go, hey, do you know what this? Can you give me some insight on this? Maybe can you point me in one of my favorite phrases, if you know me, can you point me in the right direction? So that has always been a way for me of increasing my reach, is through that connecting. And connecting outside the comfort zone, because the more you push it out, the more comfortable you are anywhere. And I always say that. That's like one of my sayings. Anywhere I'm at is home. I mean, it's always nice to have your own, but it's awesome to be comfortable enough to be home anywhere you are. And it's like, so that that tip, it's to me, like I said, I think it could be the most powerful of the three. So like I said, tip number two, connecting outside of your comfort zone. One thing that I will add to tip number two is that it can be very freeing in even just the way that you create or the way that you do things, because it does give you insight into other ways that things can be done. It's not just a straight linear path to things. So I always tell people, like, push your creativity outside of your comfort zone as well. So in a business aspect, not just networking, but looking outside of your industry. Like, say if you're a hairdresser, look at the way that maybe dog groomers, or maybe the way that fashion stylists are marketing their products, and then, you know, maybe kind of tweak it a little bit for your product or for your industry or your service. But just seeing how other people are doing things. Like, I've been doing this for, it's been about 15 years now, where it's like I have been kind of opening the eyes of companies to like, okay, so this is a way that you can tweak that. And it's something that another industry may be doing, and that's standard or old news. But in another industry, it's something that they hadn't seen before. So it's like, it's definitely, it can push your creativity outside the bounds. Maybe in relationships, as opposed to Just as because we can get in ruts, whether that's in our relationships, whether that's in our daily routine, whether that's in our work or the how we interact with others. So it's like even just kind of, and I've always taught my kids that, kind of step outside of people's shoes and see from their perspective, or step into people's shoes, step out of yourself and just kind of see from another's perspective. So it really does, it can help you, it can really reduce arguments, it can reduce, like I said, if you're open to receiving whatever it is, even if it's not something that you necessarily would have agreed with, or even that you still agree with after you hear their valid arguments, but still just being open to it, then you receive the gift of that new insight. So it's definitely, like I said, very powerful, very powerful. So can you see how so far all of that has been talking? Like we've been talking about setting intentions, laying the foundation, really getting out there, increasing our reach by expanding our curiosity, connecting outside of the comfort zone. So do you see how all of that kind of layers on top of each other? So setting those intentions or laying that foundation for you to set the goals for what you really want to create. And like I said, you know, my 12 wheel. So in every aspect of life, what are the goals that you want to like really meet for the year, and then breaking that down like month by month. So what do I need to do in month one to get me where I need to be in month 12? So really just breaking that down. And so that's kind of one of the and that'll be in the resource guide. But so just, you know, being able to set those goals that are laying that foundation, and then start taking that first step in like really building those goals up, giving them flesh, if you will, giving them life, is to start by going out and connecting with others, sharing those ideas with others, sharing them with the people that you think could benefit the most, and then getting that feedback, getting those insights, and seeing things from a different point of view. And it's like, because I've been amazed by the number of products and people that I talk to who have products, are all excited about it. They have already decided that this is what somebody needs, but they don't actually know the person well enough to even make a judgment call like that, or they don't know the group well enough. So it's just been interesting to see. Just as you start connecting and seeing from other perspectives, how you really can say, ooh, and you can come up with some really creative ideas that you just would never have even thought about. So it's like, that's just kind of, but they build on top of each other. And so it's all about, like I said, it's just never ending improvement. You know, like that used to be my thing, like years ago, I used to say the Kaizen, never ending improvement. But as you're constantly learning, constantly evolving, as you're building your creativity, as you're expanding outside of your creative comfort zone, as you're expanding just in how you see yourself and how you move around in the world, as you start like really connecting with others, as you start off, because you know I always say you got to see it in order to have it. And so as you start envisioning your goals and how you'll live and how that'll change your life, because we know that in order to grow, we will have to change in certain ways. That's it, little butterflies. We're coming out like that first pushing of the wings is kind of painful. But that is what allows you to blossom. It's what gives you the strength to fly. And so just being really clear on that. And so that brings me to last but not least, because like I said, these are tips that you can go out right after this episode and literally implement so that you can up-level your game in 2020. That's right, butterfly, like spread those wings. So really just, and that, number three, It's important. I did say earlier that tip number two is probably the most powerful, but number three is going to shore up the foundation of tip number one. It's like that's what's going to really cement in tip number one. It's going to allow you to move through situations where maybe everyone around you is doubting your capabilities. Maybe you're doubting your capabilities. But the more you can shore up tip number two and use it in alignment with tip number one and create your intentions and your goals in alignment with that, then you really can see some powerful changes. So I won't keep you in suspense anymore. Tip number three is stop buying into your biggest fears. Yes, start investing in building your esteem.
That start, and I'm going to say that again, invest in building your esteem. Don't buy into your biggest fears, but invest in building your esteem. So that starts with your self-esteem. That starts with building up your self-confidence, increasing your emotional intelligence, improving your communication skills. The more that you're able to create small changes like that in your life, then the more confident you are in going out and reaching out to people and then sharing your gifts. So you have to stop buying into those biggest fears. I always say eliminate the time wasters, the dream crushers, and the naysayers. And those could be people really close to you. Those could be people who have never met you before. But you've got to stop buying into those biggest fears. And it might be the biggest fears. Like you might, and like I know that, especially if you have an online business, like you might be selling courses, you might be selling programs, you might be doing coaching classes. So there's a lot of different ways besides just our products, our physical products that we make money off of. So in my case, like consulting. So like there's a lot of different ways, but you have to have the concern. We do know that you do need that in the continuing education. It's very important, but you have to use the discernment in knowing where you are on your path in order to know what you need and when. Because like I see so many people, they're like, oh, I gotta do my marketing, but they don't have like the basic pieces. It's one of the reasons why when I know like my website hasn't been updated in a while, I'm not sending people to that website. So it's like, you know, so it's like knowing that you've got your pieces in place. And like I said, starts from the inside out. But it's just, even if you know where you're at and you know like, okay, well, this is a course that I need, this is that, but it might be you're at a point in your life where you're trying to build your business and you might have to take a step back because you know where you are in your position. And it might be other people around you that are saying, well, you need this course, you need to buy this, you need to invest in this. But it might be something as simple as for you, it might be, okay, well, I'm trying to do this online business. It's not generating the revenue that I need in this moment. And I have other things that need to be taken care of, because like we know we got to take care of it. Like life is happens, so there's bills that have to be paid, there's other things that kids tuitions and braces and all kinds of stuff. So there's things that have to be handled whether your business is generating income or not. So you might be in a place in your evolution where you may need to take a step back, even if it's part-time, and do something else that's going to generate quicker money. Like maybe that's like we're always talking about in the gig economy. That's when we step in and do these task rabbits and do this. But what if you're already in there? If you're freelancing, you're trying to build up your business, you know, you're doing the gig stuff and you just are not getting the customers that you want, then you might have to step back and just part-time do something that you like that fits in with what you're already doing, that you're already good at. So like for me, my go-to has always been like literally since my early 20s, customer service. I always know that I can always go back to customer service, to call centers, like those type of things, because I can bring my best skills that have already been really honed. I can do something that I really enjoy. It doesn't feel like work. And you can generate, and it's like, and it also gives you an opportunity, like I said, going back to tip number two, it allows you to connect outside of your comfort zone to see the way other people are doing. I have been known to say, okay, well, yeah, this is a project that I want to do long term. And then you can still, because life is all about balance, and one side doesn't have to take more than the other. Work doesn't have to take more than life. They're my talents. One talent doesn't have to outweigh another. So, but all of it contributes to your overall life and towards that long term journey towards your overall goals and that, like, that path to being your ideal you. So, all of it works together. So, really, maybe you're surrounded by, oh, I've got to buy this course, I've got to do this. But maybe really you just got to do something that immediately allows you to move past those obstacles that are looming. So it could be something that simple, or it could be like even when you're looking around, like social media, it can be, I hear all these things about social media is so bad, it's so bad. But you got to take the perspective. Social media has brought like some incredible things. Like it allows you to sell to your customer, to connect with your ideal customers, or to interact with your current customers. So it's not all bad. It's really in how you see it. But I can definitely see in the social media world where people feel like, oh, I have to have this certain outfit or these certain, this designer's clothes, or I have to wear this makeup or have this type of hair. So like, I can totally see where that can be something that will push on you after a while. But you don't have to buy into that if you haven't already invested in getting yourself where you need to be mentally, emotionally, Maybe that might be in your spiritual way that you move through the world, the way that you see the world. But whatever it is that needs to be in alignment with you, it's like when you can shore that up, then you'll see the more and more of that that you're doing, the less and less there's this drive to have. Like, now there's absolutely, like, of course you want nice things. That's what you're working for. Absolutely. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's like, but at the same time, it shouldn't be what drives you, you know, like there should be balance, everything in moderation. So it's like, so, but if you can get to that point, if you can combine these three tips, then you literally can create a foundation for really stepping out, standing out, showing up and shining in your best light, no matter what your talents and gifts are, no matter what you're bringing to the world, whether that's in your online business, a brick and mortar business, whether that's in your relationships. And that could be in your interpersonal relationships, with your romantic relationships, your familial relationships, or even your relationships that you have in your community, in your neighborhood, in your networking groups. You know, so like all of that is allowing you to bring 100% to the table, all of you. And that really just starts with laying this foundation. And hey, that's what we're all about this year. New year, new you, new attitudes, new habits. Let's do it. So there you have it, feisty kittens. We've come once again to the end of another episode, and hopefully there's been some food for thought that you've been able to ingest, and it will actually be able to build you up and give you sustenance as you go throughout the week. So we went over today, and like I said, I'm so excited. I hope you feel, do you feel the burn, baby? I hope you guys are excited. I hope you are like, so like, yes, about implementing these strategies. Cause like I said, they're really, really simple. And like I said, I'm all about good habits, not bad habits. So if you want to replace that, I'm not getting the things done that I want to, I don't feel like I'm able to get what I want, all of that, leave that in 2019. Because the thing is, like, all of these the tips, like I said, can be implemented in your business or your life, but it'll keep you all 360 and well-rounded. So the three tips, setting your intentions, because remember, that's laying the foundation. So getting clear on what you want your life to be, how you want to feel about it, what you want the results to be, and what you're intending on putting in as the work. And then from there, that's the foundation that you're setting your goals on. And then tip number two is building on that. That's connecting outside of your comfort zone, reaching out to others, seeing what's going on in others' neck of the woods. Is the grass greener on the other side? How will you know if you don't take a peek? I don't know. So that's kind of the thing. It's like reaching out, connecting outside of your comfort zone, not just looking, not just stepping outside of your comfort zone, but connecting. And because when you're able to connect, when you have a heart-to-heart connection with people, then it's easier to do right business. You can, like, you really can act in your highest integrity, and you can act from your highest sense of value. You can really feel aligned with the mission. So that's the thing. It's like you just really want to make sure that you're connecting. And it doesn't have to be with people like you, but connect with ideas that resonate with you. Because remember, that's what we say. Big people talk about ideas. Little people talk about other people. So we just want to stay focused on big ideas and creating and generating more and more ideas, because that's going to help everyone else grow, right? Right. So that brings us to tip number three. And like I said, the most important, it's the mountaintop. And that's it. You've got to stop buying into your fears. Why? Because you're going to invest in building your esteem. And that's it. And like I said, so when you can invest in your esteem, then you can feel confident in what you're bringing to the table. And so that's in your, yeah, so you got this. You got this. And like I said, if you want to work with me, you can reach out to me. You can find me on Calendly, Miss Courtney R. Jones. If you want to, I'm on the Twitter sphere, Coffee and Convos with Courtney. You can find me on Instagram. And you know, Instagram is straight from the hip with Courtney. That's straight with an 8. So that's STR8 from the hip with Courtney on Instagram. But you can find me. I'm on LinkedIn, Miss Courtney Jones. So you can definitely find me. You'll see my little face out there. So, like, yeah, connect with me. Reach out and connect, especially outside of your comfort zone. But reach out, connect with me. Let's work. So let's see what happens. But if you're not ready for that, then like I said, know where you are in the process. So if you're just starting out, if you don't have the money to invest, if you're still trying to figure out how you're going to pay bills, then there are so many resources out there. There's so many free resources where you can compile your own little playlist. I have a few that are on my YouTube channel. So you can really start from where you're at. Like I said, everywhere you're at is home. So start from where you're at and start building from there. And then as you start growing, as you start kind of getting to the edge of what you know, then reach out. That's when you start taking the class. That's when you start doing these other things that will build up and shore up what the foundation that you're already laying. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope that you learned a lot. I hope that you enjoyed our time together. And I'm looking forward to the next time that you tune in. So I'm Courtney. You're listening to Straight from the Hip with Courtney Jones. And you are awesome. So until next time, go be it. Peace. You're listening to the Straight from the Hip podcast with Courtney, where we're sipping on life, relationships, social media randomness, the future of work, and pop culture in a digital world. I'm your host, Courtney Jones, and thank you for joining me for coffee and combos.